This is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting a proposal on North Korea. The United States will submit to the UN Security Council Thursday a draft resolution calling for new sanctions on North Korea for its recent nuclear test and long-range missile launch. The move comes a day after the U.S. and North Korea's most important ally, China, agreed on imposing further sanctions on the North. The announcement came as China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi visited Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama has been meeting with his top security officials on U.S. efforts to combat the Islamic State group. The meeting includes senior officials from the White House, State Department, Intelligence Community, Defense Department, and Treasury Department. It is the latest in a series of updates on the U.S. campaign to counter the Islamic State group. Top U.S. intelligence officials are asking whether Russia is really committed to a peaceful solution in Syria. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told lawmakers Thursday Russia may be considering putting more troops on the ground in Syria in order to bolster the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. Clapper spoke to the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Intelligence officials are saying they have not seen indications of any major uptick in Russian operations ahead of the midnight Saturday deadline for the cessation of hostilities in Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon made a stop in South Sudan Thursday to push the government and rebel forces to implement last year's peace accord. Mr. Ban's visit to Juba came as the two sides prepare to form a unity government. President Salva Kiir will remain in office, while rebel chief Riek Machar will serve as the nation's first vice president. This is VOA News. The European Union is poised to further tighten border controls to deal with the unprecedented influx of migrants. The European Union's Migration Commissioner is warning the bloc's migration system is risking a complete breakdown. Underscoring the deepening EU rifts over the issue, Greece has recalled its ambassador to Austria after not being invited to a migrant meeting. Lisa Bryant has more.
Greece recalled its ambassador to Austria after Vienna hosted a meeting with Balkan states on Wednesday the Greek officials were not invited to. Those attending, including non-EU members, agreed to a series of unilateral restrictions to reduce the asylum seekers crossing their borders. But that leaves Greece, often the first point of entry, with a mounting migrant problem. Athens has threatened to block future EU migrant decisions if member states don't accept mandatory quotas. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
The U.S. Republican presidential candidates will hold another debate today. Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Texas Senator Ted Cruz are hoping to curb the electoral momentum of the frontrunner, businessman Donald Trump. Trump has won three straight contests in New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. Next Tuesday, something called Super Tuesday, we'll see primaries and caucuses in 12 states. Opinion surveys show Trump is leading in many of them. On the Democratic side, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has won two of the three Democratic state contests over her one remaining rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Somalia's president said Wednesday that between 180 and 200 Kenyan soldiers were killed when Islamist militants attacked an African Union base in southwestern Somalia last month. President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed made the disclosure in an interview with a Somali TV channel. A Kenyan Defense Forces spokesman quickly denied the claim. Kenya has never said how many soldiers were killed when Al-Shabaab militants attacked the base. Al-Shabaab said it killed more than 100 Kenyan troops. FBI Director James Comey told a congressional committee on Thursday that the government's current dispute with Apple is the most difficult question he has seen in government. Officials want Apple to help them unlock an iPhone used by the shooters in last year's terrorist attack in California. Apple has refused. Apple CEO Tim Cook told ABC News Wednesday he believes the government is demanding his company produce software that could undermine the security of hundreds of millions of its customers. He said doing so would also trample fundamental civil liberties. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.